Lord this evening. If you will open your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 3. 1 Timothy chapter 3 is where we will be this evening. And if you will stand in reverence to His holy word as we study 1 Timothy chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, the scripture says, "This is a faithful saying, and if a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous. One who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being puffed up with pride, he fall into the same condemnation as the devil. Moreover, he must have a good testimony among those who are outside, lest he fall into reproach in the snare of the devil. Likewise, deacons must be reverent, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy for money, holding the mystery of faith with a pure conscience. But let these also first be tested. Then let them serve as deacons, being found blameless. Likewise, their wives must be reverent, not slanderers, temperate, faithful in all things. Let deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well. For those who have served well as deacons obtain for themselves a good standing of great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of truth." Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word, and I pray for your help here this evening. Lord, you know how my mind can so easily be scattered. I need your help to preach. These people, Lord, need to be fed, and right here is your food. And I pray for your ability to be given to me to feed, that Jesus would be exalted. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated. And so we look in tonight in 1 Timothy chapter 3. I want to look one more time at verse 15. This is Paul speaking, "But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God." And that's what we are looking at over these last few weeks. What we have been studying on Sunday nights is we've been looking at proper church behavior and proper church discipline. And this is a topic that, quite frankly, we could not spend enough time on. And it's something that we need to constantly be looking at, and what the Scripture says, what the Bible says, and how we are to conduct ourselves as believers and how the church is supposed to behave. And the reason that we must look at this is because if we don't look in this area, then we will quickly get off of track. And so we go right to our mission statement. Our mission statement is following Jesus through His Word one verse at a time. And we believe in Scripture, and in Scripture alone is where we find out what it is that God wants from us and where His will is at. And so we look at His Word. And what is going on right here in what we're reading in 1 Timothy, if you've not been with us over the last few weeks, then let me just tell you real quickly what's going on. Timothy is the pastor of the church of Ephesus. Now, Paul is the one that founded the church. And Paul has been in prison. He spent 3 years building this church there at Ephesus. He has just got out of prison. And from the time that he got out of prison, from the time he was in prison until now that he can contact the church at Ephesus, everything that he said that would happen back in the book of Acts, all of the warnings that he gave, he said, "I know that when I go away that there's wolves standing on the outside, they're going to come in and devour you." All those things that he said that was going to happen has happened. And so what has happened at the church of Ephesus is that it is completely out of order. And so when you look at verse 15, he says, the reason that I'm writing these things is that so you will know how to conduct yourself and how things are to be in order. So here's the problem. The problem is the church is a mess at Ephesus. It's out of order. And so Paul now has to write to Timothy, and he has to explain to him, Timothy, it's out of order, you've got a mess, and you have to deal with it. You see, it has to be dealt with. The right response is not ignoring the problem. By ignoring the problem, you are failing in the role of a pastor. You're failing in the role of a leader. And so he's saying, here's the issues. Now I want you to notice what the problems are, what we've seen. False doctrine, chapter 1. Chapter 2, we see that the women are completely out of order. They're in immorality and they have taken the role of leadership. So Paul says that's a problem. Chapter 3, ministers are not living up to their expectations. They're immoral. They're probably the reason why the false doctrine is being taught. And then we see that the deacons themselves also are out of order. And so there's a mess going on. Their homes are out of order. There's all kinds of issues that are going on. They're not sold out to the faith. They're not standing for truth. And so all of these things are being highlighted. Understand something. The reason that we can know that everything that you read here is identifying the problem at Ephesus is because none of this material is for that of a candidate. This is not to be the candidate of a pastor. They already have pastors. They already have ministers. They already have deacons. So here's what he's saying is, here's your problem. Your problem is that this is out of order. And then you can see in Titus, we'll look at a little bit of Titus. Titus, they don't have the pastors. They don't have the elders. And so he says, here's what you need to do. Here's how you go about in choosing these men. And so one we're looking at here in the Scripture is we're looking at things out of order. But we're not looking at firefighting. And I have to mention that for just a minute. Because it is so easily for you to get so consumed with your life and your problems and thinking that the whole church is supposed to stop until you're happy in your world. That's not what we're talking about here. What we are talking about here in the Scripture is we are talking about the church itself not functioning properly and being completely out of order. Men not doing their job. Ministers and pastors not doing their job. Deacons not doing their job. And so there's a great challenge to this. We must take this stuff seriously. We absolutely must take it seriously. And so what I would say to you and what I would say to any young person, whether they are considering about going into some type of church leadership, is number one, are you in love with the church? I mean, do you have a passionate love for the church? Because if you don't, you don't need to be a part of leadership. If you're not sold out for the church, then you don't need to be a part of it. And what I mean by that is if you have a hard time getting here, okay? Our church and our bylaws has voted and said that we will meet Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. If you have a hard time making those times, then you probably don't need to be in church leadership. And so what I just said applies to some of you all that are in church leadership. And you need to decide. We have got to be in order or God will not bless. There cannot be sin and corruption in the church, and then us expect God's going to bring some miracle into this place and fix everything. We have to be honest and real. And what I will say to you is that if you want to become a member of Lincoln Avenue Baptist Church, we have a great system in how to do that. You know, it's all been laid out. Our church fathers has put a great system in place, and if you want to be a member, that's fine. And if all you really want to do is attend on Sunday mornings, or that's fine, or come occasionally on Sunday nights, that's fine. But you don't need to be in church leadership if that's all you want. You have to be sold out. You have to be willing to say that I'm going to sacrifice even my pleasure, even my time, even some fun things because the church is that important. And if because a man is willing to sacrifice like that, that does not make him a better man than one that's not willing to do that. I want you to understand that. The goodness that is found in a man is in Christ and in Christ alone. I want you to understand that. This is not legalism. This is not puffing ourselves up. But if you're not willing to be here, and you're not willing to work, and you're not willing to sacrifice, then God's leadership. Now here's what I'll say to you, church. The leadership has been put in place. All of the pastors that